Did we see Deadshot die? Did we see Felicity die? Did we see Roy die? I mean, probably not to any of those things. All this and more on this week's episodes of Rogue.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. Now others have joined my crusade. To them, I'm Oliver Queen. To the rest of Starling City, I am someone else. I am something else.
Hello, and welcome to the Rogue Arrow Podcast, the best Arrow podcast with four co-hosts in three time zones on two continents discussing one television show. As always, I am Daniel James.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back!
Missed a week because of busyness. I had friends in town, and Laurel was off doing, like, Disney shit. So.
Oh my gosh, it was the best.
I didn't know you were going to Disney until, like, the day before you left for Disney.
Well, be a part of my life, would you?
Why? You made the decision to go. You could have said, hey, we're going to Disney. And I would have said, that's awesome. Good for you. I don't know where to go. But have a good time. And that's all I need. That's all it needed to be.
Okay.
I'm just joking. You're
Lady
fine.
Pants.
Lady Pants. I am not. What did you? I'm not a candy ass. Is that what you were calling people earlier?
No, I said Lady Pants.
No, earlier.
So
oh, I was
arrow.
Calling people pansies.
Pansy ass. Okay.
That is. Yeah. So we're going to catch up on last week's episode, which was 316, titled The Offer, or as I like to call it, Daddy Issues, written by Wendy Miracle, Ben Sokolowski, and Eric Olson, and directed by Gregory Smith. And then this week's episode, Suicidal Tendencies. Gee, I wonder what that's possibly about. Definitely not the Suicide Squad. Written by Kito Shimizu and directed by Jesse Warren. Think Rudy's got the full synopsis.
I have a very, very, very partial synopsis. We broke it down by the important things that happened to most of the important characters, especially if they were in both episodes. Oliver, he thought about joining the league. He decided not to. Drink Al Ghul is making that decision very difficult for him. Felicity is stuck between a rock-hard abs and a rock-hard wing. She proves her loyalty to the wing and then gets shot with an arrow. Maybe. Shot with an arrow? Diggle gets hitched. He tries to quit the arrow team. He toasts to the toasted Deadshot. Laurel fights with her dad. Fights with Nyssa. Learns to fight with Nyssa. Oh, no. Fights with the arrow. Who else did she fight with?
Fights with arrow.
Laurel fights with
she's
everyone.
Like, I'm pissed, but not so
That's
pissed I want
right.
you to die.
Yeah,
which she said for, like, the fifth time.
True. I did remember hearing that multiple times. Good.
That's becoming her motto. I'm pissed at you, but not so pissed I want to see you dead.
Ray is a priest and also vows to catch the vigilante. And he uses his x-ray vision to recognize Oliver from his abs alone. I think that was the funniest one in my opinion.
Yes.
Roy shoots some arrows, shoots a load, shits his pants from being electrocuted by Ray Palmer.
That's my favorite.
Emperor Ray Palmer.
Ra's al Ghul tells Oliver to be Ra's al Ghul. Says the city will turn against him, and then actively tries to turn the city against him.
Look, a prophecy is a prophecy.
Yeah, man, self-fulfilling or not. Lance, he loves his daughter, but he doesn't forgive her, and he hates the arrow. Again. Questions. Did we see Deadshot die? Did we see Felicity die? Did we see Roy die? I mean, probably not to any of those things. All this and more on this week's episodes of Rogue Arrow.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was nice.
See, so you brought your plus one. Nice to meet you, Ray Palmer.
John Diggle. You hurt her. They'll never find your body.
Nice to meet you.
Pardon me.
Funny.
Yeah, honey.
5 months since we last saw each other. Now it's twice in as many weeks.
Oh, it's good to see you, Ray.
Good to see you, too.
Okay.
friend of hers, Rick, was supposed to be our officiant, but he just got deployed to the South Sudan.
But you don't have a minister?
No.
Okay, what about one of those online ministry certificates? All I need is good Wi-Fi in 3 minutes. Not that I'd officiate your wedding, although I would be honored if you asked me to.
Or, you could just ask me. I'm a minister. It's a long story.
All right, let's start with last week's episode then.
Yay!
Yeah, this is the episode where Raish is all like, I'm not the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right? It did seem a little, I think we saw that coming. But he also says that the water inside of the thing is keeping him alive well past his years, so it's
yes.
A little bit of both.
Like the Lazarus hot tub, as I like to call it.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like it's meant to like keep you young, but it does look like it's meant to kill you. So maybe it also has like a collagen filler option.
Yeah.
A Botox option.
Yeah.
Like keep you hot.
That actually makes a lot of sense because he also said that it's losing its touch on him. It's losing its effectiveness. So.
Man, it will get us all.
Yeah, exactly.
Just can only Botox
for so long. And also, the more you Botox, the
less it works.
Yeah. And yeah. Oliver's crisis of conscience over this is kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't remember a ton of what else happened in that episode. It was kind of bland.
They were
outside
like
of that.
They were like trying to find crimes to fight.
Yeah, they had the random guy with his mouth sewn shut.
Yeah, and he was not a super compelling bad guy. It's like they were like, we need to have an episode that's like, everything is fine, but it's not fine.
Yeah, it's like the normal Thug of the Week episode, except that it's not, because Oliver's all like, I should be Ra's al Ghul because of X, Y,
not getting anywhere here.
Yeah, I could do
got
more
no
good
love.
Elsewhere.
Mm.
Got no friends, gonna die alone, might as well leave.
Yeah, it wasn't a good episode, and it's a shame because the guy with the sewn shut mouth was very interesting to look at visually.
Yes.
But ended up being just such a boring character, and his motivation was just stupid.
Yeah.
Right, and we had like sort of two locations for this shoot. One was what the Suicide Squad was doing, right? Or was that the second one?
That's
that was
the second one, yeah.
Okay, no. But let's see. And that's the one where the look back was, the flashback was him trying to get away with the little guy and then seeing Shadow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So that was interesting. Because don't you think, he knew Shadow was alive. Like, why wouldn't he have said that to Blade?
Blade.
Well, I suppose he wouldn't have said it to Slade because then Slade would have gone to find her and her life would have been ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
But then also his mom would be alive, so I don't know.
It's also true.
Maybe he also had her
mom. Also, maybe she just had a twin or maybe she dies again.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever saying anything to hint the fact that she was alive ever after she got hit with a bullet in her brains.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently buried. Let's not forget that little factor.
Well, I mean, maybe the League found her and put her in the Lazarus pit.
This is possible.
I want a Lazarus hot tub.
Yeah. I could go for any hot tub right now, actually. But, alas, I don't have one. So, let's keep talking here. Yeah. I don't know.
Often things happen.
I think the best part of that episode was at the end when he, like, the theme for the episode was always, well, I'm not making a dent on the city, I'm not making anything better. And it's like, well, why are you doing this then? Because stopping all of the crime ever can never be your solution because there will always be crime. And then at the very end of the episode, he drops off a criminal, and the Lancy Pants says something snarky to him or whatever, and he's like,
"What are you waiting around for?" It was hard to understand him. I had to rewind it like 3 times, but essentially, oh, yeah. I think he was saying, "What are you doing, waiting around for a thank you?" And he goes, "That's not why I do this."
I mean, he just bounces, yeah.
And he comes back all smiles, even though, like, who knows how many of those cops had to have died. I remember thinking, like, dude, how are they going to have an PM cop force at all? Like, these guys are all shot to the heart. An arrow's too late. You know?
He gives vigilantism a bad name?
Yes, exactly. That's where I was going with that.
I tried to get those exact words out of my mouth, but the hangover stopped it.
Oh, a lovely story.
Wonderful. Yeah. It does lead to a good conversation between Arrow and Felicity when she's just like, "Yo, bitch, when we thought you were dead, we kind of had to pick up your mantle and figure out why we were doing this. So, man up and figure out why you're doing this."
Yeah.
So,
I would actually love...
You missed Crisis of Conscious Week. That was last week and the week before that.
Yeah, exactly. Children. Yeah, and then Thea goes for a Roy Bound.
Ah, I like
a Roy
that.
Bound. Ah!
Yeah.
Really funny.
I mean, sure. Yeah, because she had a lot of issues with Malcolm in that episode, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember much else about it.
Dude, daddy issues almost always are the impetus for a booty call.
Exactly. So, that's that, I guess. Yeah, that was another reason why we kind of skipped last week. I wasn't super into the episode, so I wasn't frantic to get
into it. It felt like a filler where it's like...
Something big's going to happen next time.
We have to show you that we're trying to go back to business as usual, but it's not working. And now we're going to use the end of this episode teaser as exposition for what's actually going to be going on for the next few episodes.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we have 23 episodes, and we don't really have enough story to fill 23 episodes. So here you go. Have this mess.
This is the first filler episode we've had in ages, though, at least.
I guess it's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's good, though, because you can't have, you know, epic, mind-blowing, ridiculous, cliffhanger-type episodes at the end of every episode. Otherwise, it's just going to get whiplash.
I call bullshit because I watch Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. I should probably finish
that's a very good point.
Yeah, and Justified. But again, they have like 10 episodes a season as opposed to 23. So
that's true.
That oh, is
I'm all over the place.
Sorry
the
about
problem.
That. Bonk bonk. Sorry about the bonk bonk.
Yeah. So Murmur is from the comics, the lips sewn shut guy, and then he's typically a Flash villain, which is interesting. It's He's on Arrow.
Well, maybe he'll make his way over there when he's done.
Possible.
When he's out of Iron Heights.
Yeah.
But do you see how he went right for Lance? Then that means that Lance is a bad cop. I mean, he essentially got this guy to give a false confession. Bad job, Lancy Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go, dick.
I don't know. I have problems caring about Lance at this point. His character is just like... I don't know.
Bipolar?
He's not listening to anything. He's in a rom-com.
It's like, just have a conversation with people and you'll be okay. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's Claire's, like, Rudy's person's, like, biggest thing. She hates that in shows. If you can have a conversation about it and it would be solved and you don't solve it, then that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's bad plot. And I agree, for the record.
I agree also. I think that sometimes, like, from a television trope standpoint, it's probably the worst. But also to never give television or movies a chance because you know that that will probably be in there is also potentially a little short sighted.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But
agreed.
Everyone's wrong, basically, is what
you're everybody's saying. Wrong, except me. I'm right.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Sweet. Anything else on last week's episode? The Offer.
It was just disappointing in general.
Yeah, especially after a couple weeks off. It's a rough one to get back into.
Mm. Yeah,
careful.
That was the same week that Flash came back. And the Flash's comeback episode that week was fucking amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm catching up with Flash now. I think I'm three episodes in from the mid-season break, but
yeah, Flash is killing it this season. The first season of that
crushing.
It's just balls to the wall. Hey, look, superhero show, love it.
Yeah, right.
So,
though when we get to see Ray Palmer in this week's episode of The Arrow,
what a nice segue.
Man, you think I am? He'd kill you here and now. I told you to back off, and you didn't listen.
So kill me, go ahead. Show Felicity the kind of man you really are.
I have nothing to prove to her. But you do.
Thank you. I was working on that one. He feels very superhero-y. Like the flight, the graphics for the flight seems pretty good. The graphics for the beam looked a little wonky, but the electricity from his hands was really nice. His suit was a little easy to take down, I think, because it only took one well-placed dart to power him down. Perhaps he should...
Well, arguably, it's his first draft. Come on.
It's true. It is the Mark One.
Exactly. And also, Arrow is tricksy. He's got all of them trick arrows.
He's a tricksy hobbit, that's true.
And he's been doing this for
like
a few
years. I
didn't
like the way that he found out it was Oliver. I was actually disappointed that he worked out it was Oliver.
Yeah, by spying on him through a wall and using X-ray vision. Just everything about that was like, I call bullshit.
It was really convoluted,
Like, if he got in a little scuffle with him and then analyzed the video afterwards and used the facial recognition, that would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would have been better if they had have had a... Like, there was a fight, and then, you know, the Arrow's like, Ray, you need to stop this kind of thing, like, calling him out on his shit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wait, how do you know who I am kind of thing? And then
you can have that conversation, be like, how do you know who I am? It's like, your face mask is totally clear, bro.
Yeah. Well, you're just wearing a hood, so thanks, Oliver. What?
Yeah.
Oh!
How did you recognize me?
You always wear green, too. Oh, wait, no. That's not true.
That's from the Green Hornet movie.
Your facial hair is just like someone I know.
Yeah. Oh, you shaved this week, too. Yeah. I don't know. That part was kind of meh, but the actual fight was interesting.
Yeah, it's all right. I think it was as good as it was going to be able to get. Like,
yeah.
He was overpowering them until they learned how to take down the thing. Like it isn't a fair fight. It's the problem.
Yeah. It wasn't very dynamic, but that's just due to budget restraints, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because it was like he's just floating there, and they're standing there trying to figure out how to shoot him down, and then.
Oh, and they had some shitty wire work again for Roy.
Yeah.
He did that, like, oh, I just kind of gracefully bounce off something without, you know, actually having my body weight go into a thing again, which I expect better when it comes to that kind of action sequence.
Yeah.
Well, because the first season was all like, hey, let's actually watch Stephen Amell do like parkour shit. And now it's like, let's watch Roy try to bounce around and stuff. But they call him Arsenal now, which is cool.
They do call him Arsenal now, yeah.
So. Well, they decided that a couple of, like, the very beginning of the season.
That was odd.
I haven't really heard him use it yet.
Yeah, yeah, but that now it's like just normal for them, so that's good. Yeah, Ray's. I guess Ray's storyline is interesting in the sense that it's Oliver handing the torch of Felicity, I guess.
She's a torch now.
Yeah, the flame, if you will.
I'm calling Oliver's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I can't make it work because I'm committed to this more than you. But
I did like the line.
I can't let Ray make that same mistake.
It's like Ray says he wants to be a part of my life and a part of the plan, yada, yada, yada. He's like, I can't be with you and save the city, and Ray can't either. He's just too new at this to realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs some training.
Dying
and I think he's going to learn that now that he essentially watched somebody take out the mayor.
Well, not only that, but he kind of got his ass kicked by the arrow in like 30 seconds. It's like, look at how good I'm doing. Look, everyone, look at how good I'm doing. Oh, no, I'm fucked.
Yep.
I liked him listing his injuries after the fight as well, because it's good to see people actually get hurt.
Because if anybody knows that it hurts when you fight, Chris does.
I've been in one or two. I have a fucking scar where a guy stabbed me in the face with a set of car keys.
Yeah.
This is true.
This is the one that looks like a dimple, right?
Yeah, it looks like a dimple, so it's fucking adorable, but it was a scar.
It is adorable.
That's because I'm a tiny little person. Everything I
you
do
are.
Is adorable.
It's very cute.
All right. More about suicidal tendencies. Ray's a minister? Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was stupid.
Yeah.
It was totally incidental. They didn't make any kind of big deal out of it. There's no reason for it to be there, but it was also kind of funny.
Oh, because they wanted to be able to have Ollie say, I guess Roy saved the day, and then Felicity say, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
Yes, it would have made more sense if it was Lancey Pants it was.
But Lance would even have been there? Like, he doesn't know those people.
He knows Diggle.
Kind of.
Well, I suppose
yeah,
he does.
I guess. Huh. I don't know. It's weird. Let's move on. They're married. Okay. Again.
Yeah, that was a rather underwhelming wedding.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're getting married to the same person for the second time, who gives a shit?
And their vows were very unorthodox.
Yeah.
It was like, do you want to still get married to him? Yes, I do. Good, me too. More than ever. All right, I'm glad you said that. All right, we're married now.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Only thing that could have been improved, actually, now that I think about it, is if they were like, yeah, I want to marry you again this, like, I want to marry you more this time. If Ray had, like, interrupted, like, you guys already tried and failed at this? No, this is a stupid idea.
Oh, this is go-to?
That would have been funny. They would have given him a reason to be there. But alas. So then they go off to Kasnia. Kasnia? I don't know.
No, it was some made-up bullshit country.
Yeah.
Let's call it...
It was Kasnia. It's a made-up bullshit country from the animated universe.
Like Kazakhstan and Tunisia at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they... are sent to rescue the dude. What's his name? Joseph Cray, a senator.
Senator Joseph Cray, who I looked up in the... I looked up because I heard Senator Cray, and I was like, that's got to be a real person.
Right.
In the thing. There's very little information on him, but apparently his son, at some point in time in the comic books, joins the Suicide Squad and is sort of... like a replacement for the Atom for a while.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there's a couple of weird tie-ins there.
Yeah. I found that Cray himself used the Suicide Squad to get into the Senate, which is kind of exactly what he did in this episode.
Yeah.
So. As soon as I made the mistake of hearing that name and looking it up right away, so I knew, like, oh, this is not going to go as planned. And like that's even more so than yeah, they're gonna go off to another country and do something. Like that alone is a hint that things aren't gonna go smoothly, especially since they just got married. But yeah, I don't know. It was a weird lineup of the married couple and then Cupid and Deadshot.
Yeah.
And then Cupid's all like, I'm going to marry Arrow. And then right off. Towards the end, she's like, I'm going to marry Deadshot. It's like, I don't know.
Character makes me so mad for so little reasons. Like, I should not be as annoyed by her as I am, but I am.
Yeah. And so, whenever you say her, just think with your penis, and she's a great character.
That's a fair assessment.
She's fucking gorgeous. It hurts me to look at her. I find it offensive how attractive she is.
All right.
You would.
Got the misogyny out of the way. That's good.
Check and double check.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We have a certain amount of per capita.
Yeah, exactly. It's allowed. Because, you know, you're down under and not stalking her. So...
Because you're a bunch of dudes.
Also,
dude face, dude.
Like, they dress her up like that for that reason, so.
Yeah.
Which is kind of shitty, but yeah. I don't know. That character is a funny joke in the comics and doesn't really work on TV, I don't think, as well as in comics.
Yeah.
I would have preferred to see Huntress go into the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Dracula still going? I don't know if she's still busy.
Nah, that got canned off for a season.
Yeah, not surprised. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah, Felicity caught the bouquet.
Yeah, but we didn't say it.
Of course she did.
So.
Of course. Oh, I'm losing you guys.
What are they trying to mean by that? Do you think they're trying to make it look like she's going to get married to Ray? Or were they trying to foreshadow the idea that she was going to get shot this episode?
Probably that one.
Then that's dumb.
I don't know. Maybe she will get married. I don't know. Maybe she is actually going to die, which is a possibility.
That would be crazy.
I mean, they've already killed her character. I hate that they've turned her just into the awful third wheel. Not third wheel. I don't know. The love triangle. Yeah. She was interesting before because she wasn't the love interest. And then they kind of made her into the love interest and it was okay. And then Oliver nixed that and now she's the love triangle because... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like what they did with it.
Well, it'll last forever, I'm sure. They'll kill her off or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Sorry to interfere with your wedding night.
Yeah, I doubt that.
5 hours ago, there was a terrorist attack in the Republic of Cosmia. Hospital was supposed to serve and unite Cosmia's dissident ethnic faction.
Wait, is that?
Senator Joseph Cray. This hospital was something of a pet project for him, but of course he insisted on being at the ceremony. Agent Michaels, you'll lead Task Force X on the extraction. I'll have a plane ready for you in 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, Johnny. You go on to Fiji, and I will meet you there in 48 hours, tops.
No, you won't, because I'm not letting you out of my sight. You remember what I told you about not letting go? I meant that.
Waller, count me in. You have the two of us, Deadshot. Who else is on the team?
Who else, indeed?
I've always wanted to see the world. I hear Cosny is beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, flashbacks this week were Deadshot, and there were like three of them, and they were him coming home, and then him beating the kid almost, and then being sad about it.
Yeah, I like seeing Deadshot's background, but I don't know. I don't. They were gonna do it, I would have liked to have seen it in an episode that he also didn't die.
Yeah. And also, yeah, it's like not
were,
a cliche.
Like they were trying to get us to care about him right before they did bad things to him.
They're trying to. That was awful.
Where he is? Do you care about him yet? Good. Now we can murder him. We. Just a poor choice. But maybe he won't be gone.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's not dead. I'm hoping he's with the guy from Firefly, and they've both just escaped.
Yeah. That would actually be kind of awesome, because he was the bomb dude. He could have been the one who planted the bombs, and, you know, whole conspiracy.
Oh.
I can see that happening. I doubt it'll happen. Just due to
I think Simon's dead. I think he's good and dead.
Yeah.
Because his head was to have exploded, right?
Allegedly. I didn't see a head explode.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Until you see the body, it's not dead.
That's true, I guess.
And in the case of the shadow, it doesn't fucking matter. It's dead anyway. It's alive anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, Lazarus hot tub.
Which is why Arrow is like a soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's ever actually dead.
Exactly. They have a twin.
They had a twin the whole time. Who may potentially be evil.
And when they're negotiating their contracts, they miraculously go into comas.
Yeah. Sweet. What else? Anything else? I don't know.
That's about it for me on this one.
Yeah.
I thought that the action sequences in the Suicide Squad episodes this week were really good, but
yeah, actually their blood splatter was really good as well. Like when they were shooting people, there was blood splatter. It was really, I was impressed. I didn't think it was particularly CW to go that way, but it reminded me of Gotham, where, you know, you get shot in Gotham and there's like blood spray and stuff. Sounds stupid, but I like that kind of realism.
Yeah. Well, and I like the through and through on his shoulder, and the makeup on there too was really good.
Yeah, it was good. Everything to do with the Suicide Squad was really top notch in this episode. But then all the Oliver stuff was kind of meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Oliver and Ray are like buddies now. I don't know.
Yeah, where's my buddy cop episode? I'm waiting for.
I don't know. Cool.
Or I flip this switch and I blow us all right to hell, right now!
You're bluffing. You die right along with us.
I want to be president for my legacy. Dying a hero is as good a consolation prize as any.
Suicide Squad. While you are true to your name, if you think that the three of you can just shoot your way in here, wait. There were four of you.
Well, let's get into some trick arrows and stuff.
The way he used the retracting arrow when he was fighting the four or whatever bonus arrow guys.
Yeah.
Was sort of new and kind of cool the way he was using them.
Yeah, I dubbed it the bouncy arrow.
Yeah.
He used it to kind of jump over a van or something. That was interesting. And then lightning rays suit.
Yeah. I think he just hit it in the spot that was its weak spot.
Yeah, like the power source.
I would hate to think that was what killed it. Hitting it there with an electric zappy thing might do it, but I don't know. Go back and review the tapes, maybe.
He used that explosive arrow to send Ray Palmer flying, which I thought was great.
That was hilarious, yeah.
But seriously, in that episode, in that part of the episode, specifically, Roy tries to attack Ray. Ray zaps the hell out of him with like an electric something, boogaloo, whatever. And then Oliver beats him and then tells him to straighten up and then walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Roy wakes up the next morning. Oh, he left me here again.
Yeah, fucking dick. Every time.
Yeah. Who knows? Is Roy alive?
I'm just going to leave my partner out here electrocuted and unconscious and in his suit.
Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal.
Awkward.
I'm really hoping the next time that Roy sees Ray, that he just walks up and punches him in the face and like, that's for electrocuting me, you piece of shit, and walks off. They could have the shittest episode, but as long as that happens, I'll love it.
This is true.
That's right. Like, you're kidding me, you dick. That's funny.
Sweet.
I like it.
One more comic connection. The Meltzer Power Plant, named after Brad Meltzer, who wrote some good Green Arrow arcs and some even better other Justice League arcs. So that was interesting. All right. Is Laurel still around?
I am.
Okay.
Just haven't said anything I wanted to also talk about.
Okay. That's fine.
Says something about how I feel about these two episodes.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, let's get into some quotes. There were a couple good ones.
I kind of covered mine as we were going through.
Yeah, me too.
Though, when Rachel Ghoul killed the guy at the end, or killed the two guys at the end of the last episode, and goes, "Tell everyone what you saw here." That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Every time Cupid opened her mouth was pretty funny.
I hated her so much.
Her amps went to 11. Like, everything was so over the top. It was obnoxious. But some of that was funny.
I like her as like a very campy character.
Yeah, exactly. I mostly just hated her.
No, mostly I just hated her face.
yeah, I don't dig her.
A couple from last week. Oliver's talking with Laurel and is like, "You still need training." And she's just like, "When will you stop saying that?
When you no longer need
when
training?
When you don't need any training."
I like that he said, "When you no longer need any training." I thought that was like such a Raz thing to say, you know? Like,
yeah, it's true. He's already Ra's al Ghul. And then Felicity, when she hears about Murmur, she's like, "One of them had his lips sewn shut." She's like, "Is that a thing? I wish I knew I had had that option."
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah. I miss Felicity being the comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Ray does do a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's catching up.
But he's falling off the perch with that now as well, because now got his super suit.
Exactly.
Where is my super suit? Well, that is something I would like to hear him say.
Where is my super suit? Because I need it.
This episode is his scene with Laurel when he's trying to bring down Oliver as the Arrow legally is pretty hilarious.
That is pretty funny, yeah.
She says, he hasn't killed anyone in almost 2 years.
That's not your best argument.
Good times, good times. Yeah. Cool. Good. That's all I've got for these episodes.
Me too. I think they were okay. Like, I feel like we're in sort of a mid-season slump.
Yep. Well,
there are six episodes left. Six episodes?
Yeah.
Which means we've got to, and maybe this Felicity thing is the beginning of the big ramp before the end of the season. But we have to start picking up momentum, otherwise the end of the season is not going to be as impactful as the other episodes.
Yeah. I'm sure we will. They will.
The most impactful episode has got to have been the fall. And it was so well executed, the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that the people at Arrow need to pick up their game. I don't want to see any more of this bullshit filler stuff.
Or just cut back to like 13 or 16 episodes.
Enough of
23 shit.
I prefer
American television is never going to do that.
No, it's not. And that's the problem. Well, I mean, the like network television will never do that. The cable stuff's all that way.
True facts, true facts.
HBO.
What is it? NBC FX. Gave Constantine a 13-episode run.
Yeah,
I just think that, I know that there are a lot of British shows that do that, where they do shorter, more, The Misfits was, an 8-episode arc for, 6 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they were that long.
Epic. Like, they were good. Every episode had a bunch of shit going on in it, because they didn't have to worry about how are we going to fill 26 episodes?
Yeah. So. In Britain, it's all seasons are 6 episodes. A double season is 12. Doctor Who gets a double season. And
a Christmas special.
And they all get Christmas specials.
Which we already technically do in America. Like, we give, there's always an episode that is the Christmas episode.
And you also get a Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. We also do a Halloween episode.
Especially on sitcoms. It's very strange.
Oh, slutty pumpkin, how I miss you.
Anyways, now that we've effectively fixed television, let's go ahead and call it a night. And we will be back next week for an episode titled Public Enemy. Cool.
Who's that?
Probably the Arrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it was the rapper.
Yeah, special guest star, Public Enemy.
Listen, I would like to go on record that if Public Enemy makes an appearance on the Arrow, they will have jumped the shark. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm not convinced they haven't already. At some point, I can't make a good argument for them having jumped the shark yet, but...
Botten died as a result of an explosion intended for a group of hostages, including Senator Joseph Cray. But Cray...
He paid the hostages for their silence.
Yeah, well, the dollar goes a long way in Cosnia, right?
I tried to set the record straight. Waller blocked me. Johnny, there's something else.
Yes, there is. I'm leaving Team Arrow.
What?
Lawton was right. I can't keep living like this. It only works until it doesn't, and then what? I can't do that to Sarah.
What about this city? The work you and Oliver do... It's good work. Not like what I've been doing for far too long. Which is why I resigned.
Myla, no, you love your job and you're damn good at it.
No, if what happened with Cray can be allowed to stand, I don't want to be good at it. What I want is to set a good example for our daughter. I want her to be proud of me.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Lila. Nothing's ever going to change that.
All right. So, if you want to leave us feedback, you can do so at roguearrow.blogspot.com. Shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. Those are good ways for us to get new listeners. Yeah. If you guys like stuff that we're doing, let us know. If you don't like stuff we're doing, definitely let us know and we'll try to improve things. Sorry for missing a week. But yeah. Until next time, I am Daniel Janes.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Don't forget to pop a Merlin. You gotta bring it back every now and then. It's still funny.
Love it.
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, I have it on good authority that he's been set up.
Well, hold on a second, Ray. Now you're telling me you think the Arrow is innocent.
Of these murders, yes. I believe he's being framed.
We need to address the media right away.
But tell him what? Some rich genius just changed his mind?
Captain, I think you're letting your personal feelings towards the Arrow cloud your judgment.
Maybe I'm seeing things more clearly than I have for the last few years.
All right, enough. Both of you. I am tired of listening.
Rogue Arrow Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.